22 after 9. Great to have a chat this morning to Nick Kaiser from Hunter Water. Nick, good morning. Before we let you through the gate and talking about water, we're asking everyone this morning, signature dish. Are you a whiz in the kitchen, yes or no?
No, I'm certainly not a whiz in the kitchen.
Okay, fine, but you're going to have to knock something up for us this morning. Don't leave a brother hanging.
No, I do have a signature dish, and my wife thinks that it's all right, so it must be okay. It's spaghetti with chili sort of bolognese mince, and then to really just round things out, a little bit of red wine and some frozen peas to green it up. So I used to have that a few nights a week when I was at university, I think.
So was that the dish that won your wife over?
Absolutely not. No. I think I learned to cook it after I started going out with.
Oh, that's right. You know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
That's it.
You might have heard we were talking to Gavin Morris yesterday because so many people were coming up to me and saying, you've got to talk to Gav about this hot weather. A lot of us are feeling it this year, and he didn't have a whole lot of good news. Records are being broken all over the place. A very, very hot, dry summer, and that is having an effect on our water storage.
Yeah, that's right. One thing that has been in our favour is that we came from a good position. So leading into this really hot, dry weather that we've been having, fortunately, the dam levels were up around the mid-90s at the start of winter. At the start of spring.
Yeah.
So coming into the warm weather, we had nice high dam levels, which is, you know, provided a bit of a buffer for this hot, dry weather. But in saying that, we've gone from 95% at the end of winter down to 78% today.
That's a fair drop, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you think about that in magnitude, you're looking at around about 60,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools worth of water. So that starts to give you a bit of an idea of how much water we're talking about.
It's interesting 12 months on, because it was around the start of January last year where we had that big, about 5 days of mega heavy rain, and that would have been the thing that really gave it a good boost heading towards winter, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And this time last year, we were at 100% in terms of our water storages. That was due to the huge rains that we had. But what we need to think about is that you can't necessarily hold out hope for these, you know, big storm events that are going to bring all this rainfall. You know, we need to be water conscious all year round, because you don't really know what's around the corner.
It must frustrate you and Hunter Water, because I was reading where you said in the last couple of days that Grahamstown Dam, for example, I drive past Grahamstown Dam a lot and you think, oh, wow, there's plenty of water in there. But you were saying that on dry days you lose as much water from evaporation as you lose with us using it in our homes.
That's right. So on a particularly hot and dry day, because Grahamstown Dam is so shallow, it's a big man-made lake. That means that at best it's about 9 metres deep, but it has an enormous surface area. So just like a great big thin puddle of water, on a very hot, dry day, we can lose as much out of the dam in evaporation as what we do from people using water. What we do find is that on a hot, dry day, particularly when we've had preceding hot, dry days, that water consumption can virtually double the normal average per day. So per day, our average water that we provide is about 180 million litres of water. Now, on a really hot, dry day, that goes up to about 300 million litres of water. So you're getting a real double whammy effect with water storages there.
And the sad part about it is it's just going straight up into the atmosphere. Are we being smarter with our water? Is Hunter Water generally happy? Have we got the message regarding hosing down driveways, or are we still maybe using a little bit more than we need to?
People have become much more water efficient over the last couple of decades, and a lot of that comes down to the utilities that you have in your house. So things like your dual flush toilets, people have rainwater tanks often now, but also people do tend to be more water conscious around the home. But the biggest driver that we see in terms of that water usage going up and down is always the yard. So when it comes down to this hot, dry weather and we say that water usage is going right up, that is from people trying to keep their lawns nice and green and stop all the garden beds from dying off. So around that's where we have the water wise rules, which of come in a couple of years ago, which are pretty simple stuff, and that's not hosing down your paths and driveways. Always using a trigger nozzle on your hose so you can to control the spray, and only watering those lawns and gardens before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. so that you're avoiding the really hot part of the day.
Nick, you'll be happy to know I'm obeying the rules. I'm watering my garden, but I'm doing the right thing because I know you would be on my backside if I didn't do it. So, hey, thanks for talking to us this morning, and hopefully we've got a little bit of rain on the way, and some cooler weather would be nice as well.
Yeah, a bit of rain on the dam catchments would be great.
Okay, I'll do a dance for you and see what I come up with. Nick Kaiser from Hunter Water.